I want to speak to you just for a moment. Now, this is about Paul and Silas, two disciples of Jesus Christ that are traveling with the presence of God, with the power of God in their lives. And for a season, of course, there's great miracles. And then suddenly they faced opposition. And in Acts chapter 16, verse 22, it says, "Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods." So suddenly, what might have been marginally, at least popular for a season, is no longer popular. And the authorities are rising against it, and they're commanding, in a sense, they're taking off their sense of righteousness, their sense of well-being, the sense of identity. They're trying to remove everything from them and commanded them to be beaten. In other words, you will yield to us. We will have dominion over you, and you will stop speaking in this name, or you will suffer the consequences. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison and commanded the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. Now, how many believe that all things work together for good to those who love God and are the called according to his purpose? Now, sometimes it looks to be the worst situation in the world. Sometimes you look at it in the natural and say, I set out to serve God. How did I wind up in this place? Not only just in prison, but in the inner prison, in the darkest, deepest places where I'm sure there were other prisoners there. Of course, the scripture tells us who were without hope. And we're living in a generation like this. If I were to read to you some of the prayer requests that have come in today, there are people, there's one gentleman, for example, said, I'm going to hang myself. A believer in Christ is about to hang himself, and I believe it's London, Ontario, Canada, and is saying, if I do, will I go to heaven? This is how desperate people are getting now. This is how much people have been wounded, bruised, beaten, left for dead as it is. And God takes two worshipers, and he puts them in the place where these people are. He puts them in a place where they too are feeling what others around them are feeling. And if you are alive and breathing as a Christian today, you're feeling something in your spirit. There's a weight. There's an opposition against the work and the word of God now that is deeper maybe than we've ever known, at least here in America, in our lifetime. And you've come out to pray tonight, and you feel in your heart, say, I feel as captive as everybody else. I feel despairing. I feel dark. I feel like I've been beaten. I feel like my identity is threatened to be taken away. That's exactly what the way Paul and Silas would have felt this night. They were thrown into the inner prison and their feet were put in stocks, which means that they're immobilized. They don't feel like they can go backwards. They can't go forwards. They are captivated. They're laying on this cold stone in a slab in the midst of an inner prison. But at midnight, when it was the darkest, midnight is always the darkest hour, scripturally speaking, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. We have a lot of people online tonight coming in from around the world, and they are in prison. They're in prison in their mind. They're in prison in their body. They're in prison in their home. They're in prison in their own sense of self-worth and what awaits them in the future. But God has allowed us in measure to feel what they feel, and to be in, to some degree, where they are. We're not called to come out and pray on Tuesday night just happy skipping down the road as if we've got no problems. You got problems, I've got problems. I know that for a fact. I know for a fact I got problems. And if we started focusing on our problems tonight, we'd be here till tomorrow morning. We still wouldn't even get through a tenth of our problems that we've got in this room tonight. But we have something that can make a difference to people who are living in darkness, who are living, looking for hope. We can choose to sing. We can choose to pray. We can choose to worship God in spite of where we are. If I chose to focus on my problems and singled you out tonight, we could cry on each other's shoulder till midnight. I have no doubt about that. And we'd say to each other, oh, you think you got it bad? Well, you listen to what I got. You think you got trouble. You listen to my troubles. We could just play top that trouble testimony all night. till we hit the midnight hour. But at midnight, Paul and Silas made a choice. At midnight, they began to pray, and the Bible tells us, let your requests be made known with thanksgiving. I don't know what they prayed, but I think it might have been something like this. Oh, Jesus, thank you for the great privilege, Lord, to be here in this place where people live without hope. Thank you, Lord, that you must have seen something in us that you could send us here, not for our sakes, but for the sake of somebody out there that's crying out and sees no way out of their dilemma. And God Almighty, thank you, Lord, that you haven't let us live a trouble-free life. But in the midst of our trouble, you've given us a song that no power of hell can take away from us. And they began to sing, and I wish I knew what they were singing. Because whatever it was, it caused God to begin to tap his foot in heaven. The Bible says, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. And there was something in their song, and I think he just started tapping his foot. When he started tapping his foot, everything started to shake. All the prison doors were knocked off of their hinges. Blessed be God. Suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed immediately, because there were two men in that prison who chose not to live under their circumstances, but they chose in God to live above their circumstance. And they had it as bad or worse than you and I will ever have it in our lifetime. And if they could sing, we can sing. If they could pray, we can pray. And if God could open those prison doors to those that were listening, they couldn't see the prisoners. Just like people online tonight, we can't see you, but God knows where you are. No matter how dark it is in your living room, your bedroom, your kitchen, maybe you're sitting on a park bench, maybe you're homeless and you just have a cell phone, that's all you got left. But God sees you where you are. And I'm telling you something, as we choose to worship and pray tonight, there's going to be a touch of heaven come into your life, and Jesus Christ is going to set you free. He's going to shake the foundation of that which tries to hold you captive, and light is coming into that darkened room, and you watch what God's going to do in your life tonight. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. You're going to be set free tonight. This is your night to be set free. This is your night. This is your night to get out of from addiction. This is your night. Praise be to God, because I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. This is your night to be set free. Wherever you are, whatever you're going through, whatever kind of despair is in your heart, Jesus Christ is going to touch your life. And tonight, you watch what God is going to do. And as he does it, I want you to send in a praise report so we can read it next week and know that we've heard from God and that God is moving on your behalf. Father, as we make the choice to worship tonight, as we make the choice to sing, as we make the choice to declare you to be faithful, in spite of our struggles and in spite of our own pain, my God, you're going to shake everyone's prison tonight. You're going to set them free. There's going to be freedom, Lord, all over the world. All over the world, Lord, there's going to be freedom tonight. Freedom. Freedom is going to come into people's lives in Jesus' name.